Pushus Avi Mari. Walling by Simukufain Dalid of Yain is had a Sudra by Sifhei. That means we came out that even though the Yain is Bo Machmas Asudra and should be Tovel the case of Pas and not make a bracha, but since Yain is Dovel Choshev, it's going to bracha Latzmoy, therefore we make a bracha. If so, you start clearing the question what the halacha is. What happens when you have every kleis during the meal? Maybe every single kleis, the meister person should make a bracha. Kamul mechaber sefek, mashmlon. Not that way. You make one kleis and you make a bracha. It's nigra and go all the kleis afterwards, and the pats all the other ones afterwards. Once we have this halacha, what does it get during the klal? One kleis pats the other kleisius. It comes out like all brachas. Pen upon the sugya of nimlach, hesach hadas, what's yigivono, this upon that, and therefore it speaks out. When a person has a bracha on wine and does not plan to drink something afterwards, a vada locha is, you make a kiddush upon that, you make a bracha again. Therefore, the classic example, a person, let's say on Shabbos, he has kiddush. He never drinks wine during the Suda. However, come on this Shabbos, and he decides that it's like Shabbos, Purim, someone comes over and says, do you have wine during the Suda? Says the Mishavu wants to have gotten chas, in his days, in his medinas, they did not have yain. And someone comes over and says, let's have wine, you have to make a bracha. Therefore, this Shabbos, someone comes over and says, oh, we've got to have wine for Mishulush. If you never have, and you not have das before, then you might have to make a bracha. Very simple halacha over here.
Wouldn't you say this was the Shabbos is a stam das?
No, because people, unless you learn the sugya, no.
So for all of us in this room, is there a stam das?
It's only not your mishpacha, that's clear. It's only not your rabbi, it's anyone we mocked before. Now, building upon this, come on the Mishavu and says, Lavdaf the Sukkah Negeret to Yain, even the Sukkah Negeret to Lechem. Therefore, it brings down the Taz and says over, let's say a person makes his Mechalik, a person comes along and says in his own house, he wants to have one Chaticha. Then they come along and says, no, I'm still hungry and I'll have another Chaticha. In that situation, he says, not to make a Bracha. Masha Enke, in the situation when he goes to the store, buys a loaf of bread, come back and eats it, sees he's still hungry, sends somebody else, not himself, he sends somebody else to go get lechem. And then the question is, what do you do? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Pidataz, Pash is a get of Nimlach over here. Now, it comes out over here, the Lachur, we have a Chilk over here, the simple understanding, a difference whether you're in your own house versus buying. That's the Pash is a Chilk. The Gand is a drop other Chilk. No, that's right now, that's the assumption. We're coming to define what the get of this assumption is. That's a good question. That means first we have a case in the Mishnah Berurah. The loch is a chilek between a case of buying versus a case inside your house. He has another slight chilek over here. Pasha's not making a difference. One's a slice and one's a loaf. Pasha, the chilek over here is, what is the standard way of doing things is want to go buy. Usually you buy, you come back, and you finish. You don't plan to buy something more. So therefore the loch will be that if you're in your own house and you're still eating the slice, the loch is, or you finish eating the slices, and the loch is the same eichel, you won't make a bracha. If it's a different eichel, but it's eating the same eichel, but you're still eating, you won't make a bracha. Mashing the store, you would make a bracha. The Shalom Olam over here was discussing, what is the restaurant? It's buying, but is that your house? How do you look when you go out to eat? What is that exactly? Is that a mokon where you buy things? You buy your lunch or supper, your chaverim, your wife, your shechayel, sit down and go eat. Now you say, no, I'm still hungry, I want to buy something else. I had my three slices over here, I still want french fries. Is that nifl together of nimlach is buying? That's the words of the Taz Mishnah Berurah. Or no, it's nifl in the category of like your house. I went out, this is my house, this is what I'm eating right now. So the pashas is, it's not really the concept over here of buying versus something is your house over here. The site is really, what is the tsuwa and what's the mitzias of how you usually eat in this place? They bet somebody asked a question from Chaim Kanievsky, they ask about a kiosk in Masada, they ask the Zaysa Bracha, and they say it really depends. Standard, a lot of people when they go out to go eat, usually what happens, you eat, you want more, you order more. Whether it's like in Eretz Yisrael, you pay at the end, whether it's America, you pay at the beginning, or it depends which really what restaurant you're eating in, will not make a difference over here. However, if that's the style, the Mahalach, you go to the Shekel store, right over here, you always buy, you know, you want a cup of soda, yeah, but there's a reason why everything's left out to entice you, you always buy them this, and then buy this, ice buying over there, it's people end up buying just one cookie, and buying three cookies, and then end up having shalom mitzvah benching. Fine, but there's shalom over here, that, are you buying? Because that's the Mitzvah, not really Mitzvah Das. Now, it says this for him, but let's say, for example, you know, you're going to Chavurah to share, and you only buy one thing and run. Then after you ate the one thing, I'm going to have one more. That's nimloch. That means you really have to take the situation into account. I'm going to eat something, you know, I'm going to run to the tender. Forget it. No, fine, I don't give a couple words today, so I'll come late. So the Maaseh, these things you have to take into account, and it's not the idea that buying versus eating in your house. Those are simonim that's creating this halacha over here. It's not the sibo, it's a simon over here. Building once we have this halacha, that the chilik is not buying versus your house. But what is creating this situation? What happens, mamash, you bought from the store, and you come back to your house, but Maaseh, the store is right by you. Baruch Hashem, I'm Zaycha with all this chasroin, is having a makol right by my house. So it's a wonderful thing. Mamash by my house. But I also know my kids, whenever they want something during the meal, they want the makolot. So, especially when you have a large family, things run out quickly, and for Shabbat Shalom, it's the best thing to get around the problem, not enough food, just run to the makolot. So the question now is, the Mishmur says, your mamash running to the store, that's nimloch. If your situation is that just like in a restaurant, everyone understands, there's a sfar over here, that's not nimloch. If you're makolot by your house, that's nichol in the concept kain of a restaurant, and therefore will not be in the concept over here of nimloch over here. And therefore, the Kavach Chaim brings down the situation. He says, if you're a case of makolot, you plan to go by there, that's chura, a situation that's not nichol in get of nimloch, won't be a problem. Now, you can be mice.
Rabbi Keeper.
Yeah.
Bought the challah for the whole family. The rice wasn't enough. We finished. I mean,
that's
for
nimloch.
To run to buy some more
challah. That'll be the pasha's nimloch.
That's nimloch.
Yeah, because it's not. See, the first time I moved to my apartment might be an issue. That means I have a neighbor, a very interesting neighbor. Every Shabbos brings over regular food, dips and salad and foods. We don't know why. So the beginning, I tell my wife, who was not saying during the week, that she should make a bracha mina because I'm an aruch. I've dashed for everything in the house. But she lechora. Now we know it's coming every week. Fine. So, but in the beginning, it comes. It really depends. I mean, it's interesting. The whole house, Yishlodin, who's the Aruch of them? Your kids might be whatever comes. But still, your rabbits will have a bayah. You might not. You know, depends how goes, who runs your house. My house, my kid, depends who runs the house. I'm still the toffle. It's all with my kids and my wife. But the one who's running the house, whatever, this is it. Otherwise, it's a nimloch. This is the kind of buying the store.
Maybe you're sitting there in order to get full.
No, again, it depends what the shoe is. So people don't
I
usually go.
This, I was wrong.
So that's nimloch. That's changing your mind. You're wrong, right? Change your mind. Now, there is a kavachai who wants to be mace of a chiddush. He wants a time if you're still eating the thing and then he went to the store. That's not nichol neged of nimloch. That mace is a massive chiddush. Very hard to understand why that's so. Once you maseich das, nichol neged of greedy, we make the bracha. Why should that be? Pashas is whether eating, not eating, you don't plan to go eat it. The bayan, which has the sugi of nimloch, you have to make another bracha over here. Come on, the Ramah over here, and Sebeis brings down two cases over here. When a person, when they give him a kais, every time he has a kais, he has to make another bracha, another bracha, another bracha. Now, what's it, Kimto? The way the Mishnah explains, basically, you were not invited to the Suda, and you crashed. Not crashed, you came right over here. So the Metzias is, you come, you're supposed to leave. Basically, what happened? It was Purim, we went to someone's house, the mice, you drank one cup and about to leave, another group came in. Oh, another freilich, another dancing, another couple has drink, and they're about to leave because it's not really a place. And another group comes in. So lechora, every time, if your minig is neged to Purim, that you're not making a kiddush in the beginning of the day or washing me the day for the whole day, but you rub paskin for you, which is a stark svara, every house you have to make a bracha, you should not chreino. Lechora, that's mamash the Ramah. The Ramah is saying, if you're ara, you crashed, and you plan to leave right away after you got your 20 shekels, and then this is freilich and your friends come in, you have to make a bracha on every single case over here. The second case over here in the Mishnah Berurah, the case by a chasno, by birchas nisuin. Now, basically, the way the Achonim explain is that what happened, you have 50 people, 100 people with a chasna, and you do not expect it to come to you. Now, speaking of the Aruch HaShulchan, it really depends how many people are there, or what the derech is, or what you assume, which is, again, very common on Shabbos. Shabbos, you buy Kiddush, there's 50 people, 100 people, I very rarely get the kais. Don't really try to get the kais, for obvious reasons. But let's say it comes to you. You know what? Fine, I'll drink it, can you make a bracha? The law is you have to make a bracha, since you do not expect it. A gamma comes to you, you'll drink it. You can get involved with Yesh Lord, the person that wanted to be yoitzi you, but even worse, you had no mind to be yoitzi with the Kiddush. Mitzad Kiddush, you had mind to be yoitzi, but not mitzad a bracha to drink from it. And therefore, again, the mitzvah of Mokcha, Kiddush or bracha. But if you, the derech is that your family, everyone plans to have it, avada, you have mind for each other, no problem. But most times by Kiddush, Yeshiva Smir, there's a few hundred people there. How many guys are you running to go get it? There are 30 people, 40 people. Most of them don't plan together. They get it, what to go do. You'll have to make another bracha before Shem over here.
Why are they considering an erech?
What?
Why are they considering an erech?
They don't plan to get it. They're not tossing everything. They'll forget. They've been in the yeshiva a whole year. They never got it. Now it came to them. They don't plan to get it. They don't plan.
Things will change.
What? That's not the derech. Fine. That's the fei. Come along to the vav. And we're discussing until now the bracha rishona on wine. Come along to the machaber and bring down what's the halacha to get the bracha achroina and on wine. That means that even though we're saying that be'etzem mitzad the suda bracha achroina rishona, it should be tovel to the past and it's bar machbos asuda. Except it's davar choshev v'goy bracha la'atzmo we make a bracha on it. Maybe the same thing is get the own bracha achroina. Kamash on the machaber. That's only negate the bracha rishona. The negate the bracha achroina. That's negate. It's part of the suda over here. Now, to be clear, the negeta, the benching to be chal on top of the yain, there are four akintas to speak out. There's two over here, that's brought down, one of Reish Ches, and then we have the Bialocha, who makes a very nice kum for you, and seven Reish Ches of Yuzayin, four cases over there. It's glad to see the Bialocha. What he really came out over there is, let's go in his order, he has Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet, go through his order. First, he writes over there, let's say a person had wine, Shloim Techasudo, he's going around a Purim, he's drinking wine over here. And he comes down and sits on benches. Whether because he was drunk, or if he got maybe thought he washed, or forget, he thought he had a Purim Suda and he had a pass. He didn't have a pass, which that itself was a big baya. Fine, and then he benched and they realized, oh my gosh, you didn't have a pass. So first of all, you should have passed as quickly as possible and bench because in halacha, most places can say you have to have a pass on Purim. But fine, my say he benched. Is Bech Zambozin come along to Pater Yuyayin? That's not Pater Chasuda. Says the Machaber, once you have the Gemara beginning Ketz Mavarchim, that Yain is Zorn Vesoid Halev. Therefore, the Lacha is that Berech Samozon, we're going to paskin like the Rabbeinu Yoina and the Rosh, not like the Ramban and the Ran. The Lacha is that Berech Samozon passes your Yain. A Lacha Lameisa, we're going to paskin that you make drink right now wine, not Tech Asudo, Berech Samozon Lameisa passes it. That's the Machaber Paskins. First case over here. Machloikis, that's how we paskin. Come along, the Mishmum now makes a second case. Let's say wine betoicha sudo. Then you have Berech Samozin. Says that's our case over here, the Machaber. That the Bialocha says that's the Kuliyamo. Why? Because Yain is born Machmas Asudo. It's Martavosoi. It's the Lamshech the Leib. It's Enchdia Bloy Achilo. It goes together. And therefore, the Kuliyamo, the Berech Samozin, can be a patsy case of the Yain over here. Come along, the Bialocha makes a third akimto. In those days it was that after they would eat the meal, they would take away the table and have they sit down and say over Divrei Torah or Shmooze or whatever you want to call it. And they sit down and they have their Passover Kistin and they'll have the cigars and they'll have no bread there, but they'll sit and eat. So that situation, they have Yain B'Seif HaMozen, maybe four B'Seif HaMozen, there's no bread around. So come along to the Mishnah and it brings down over there that Ach Gemah Sudo, the Machlok is again among the Rishonim, the Rosh versus Amban and the Ran. But the ends of the Mishnah does not make a difference. Because Bizmanazel, we don't have such things. Bizmanazel, we do not remove the whole table away, and we don't have any bread. We always have bread there. Now, we'll get to later on in Kofayin Zayin that we'll see that sometimes we do have a Bizmanazel. More in America, when they take away all the tables, they only have a Vietnamese table over there. We'll have to get how. Vietnamese table. Vietnamese table.
Yeah,
my mother's not listening, she's not correcting. Fine. Yes, so again, but usually chasna, they also have the cholent, the tedel, and they have everything around in their stroll. In America, they take away everything, and you can't have just desserts. So by my Shavua says, and he writes by us, I think already six times he came across, and this halacha over here of having, at the end of the meal, achra gemara suda is not negev as manazah. Fine, that's the third case. Come on the Mishavua, and he brings down the mechaba over here, a fourth case. You had it before the meal, and then you had the meal. There's Birchsa Mosin come along the part where you had before the meal. Come along the Mishnah, and it brings down. But Esmas Machlokes among the Rishonim over here. We have the Ma'ar and the Ramban and the Ran that says it is not Pater, you Birchsa Mosin. Did not Pater Yain with Ade Birchsa Mosin. At Sada Shenin, the Mechab over here passing like the Rosh Hashito, the Maisa does Pater your Yain. Now it's very important to understand what is the Yisrael of the Machlokes over here. What's going on? Why are the Rishonim coming to have this Machlokes? I mean, basically, you make Kiddush, and then you wash, you become Moitzi. Where is your Bracha Achroina on your Kiddush? So it says the Mechabi bench. Is that according to everybody? It says the Mishavua, the Rishonim disagree. What do the Bathu Shardim? The Balamor, the Ran, the Ban, brings that over here, and the Reish Ches, twice come along to the Bialach and says, we have a problem over here. Now explain, what is this question? What's he said in the Machlokes? Betzem, we'll have to get to Simon Kufa involved after Purim. over there, we'll see that, let's say a person before his meal, he has teder kugel.
There's no difference between yayin of kiddush and...
Oh, we'll get that. But over here, the Mishmur says no. Besides machlokes shushanim. Now, first, over here, the halacha is a person before his meal, he has potato kugel. No, he's sitting down, he's hungry. The meal's not ready. His wife said, we're not eating another 10 minutes. Yeah, potato kugel, you know, kacha. So the question is, do you need a bracha achorino? The Siman Kufayin Vav will say that since the halacha is that when during the meal you have potato kugel, you do not need to make a bracha as part of the sudo. What he had beforehand, the mice needs a bracha achorino. Need a bracha achorino. Therefore, if that's so, every hagofen, l'chura, should need ala gefen over here. So the question is, why in the world is the brech of Muslim pati yayin before the sudo? Anytime you eat something before the sudo, you need a bracha achorino on top of it. So it says the Rosh explains, the Rishonim, that the yisod over here is that the reason what yayin does is l'hamshecha odom l'tayves ha-maychol. The words of Mishnah Berurah brings down that wine helps a person create an appetite. So therefore, it's part and parcel of the sudo. It's not stam, you ate potato before the meal, and then you're having more during the meal. It has nothing to do with another, just I'm hungry here and I'm hungry here. This thing is part and parcel of the sudo, helping you out to create an appetite for the sudo. Part of the sudo, bechsam other patas, the sudo. It's for the sudo itself. Therefore, there are two ways to make something part of the sudo. One is, because it creates an appetite. It says in Mishnah Berurah, let's say you're drinking wine, not mitzvah appetite. It's not to open up your stomach and you're ready to eat right now. Except, in 7 Ein Rish Beis, we have a lochiyat of Kiddush Makom Sudo. So we have another thing to make wine being part of the Sudo according to the Rosh, because you need to have yain for the Sudo, Kiddush Makom Sudo. So we have two ways over here to attach the Kiddush according to the Rosh to the Sudo. And the way the Graz and really the Torah says, over, it's a kolshkein. Madachi, you have yain during the week, is come to make create an appetite. So only Kiddush would be a chelik of the Sudo over here. A vast part of the sudo, because that means makom sudo. Now, that's the who are the Rosh Hashitah, that's Pshat the Mechaber. Maisel, the Bialacha over here, and the Reish Ches point out, the Amban, the Ran, and the Balamor, the Maisel, all three disagree with this. They say, the Maisel, that's not so. Saif Kol Saif is before the sudo. Like your potato kugel, you have to make a bracha achorino. You also need to make a bracha achorino. So the Maskono of the Bialacha, he says, therefore, what are you going to do? When you bench, have kavani a berch samozin for what? For the wine on kiddush beforehand. What is he getting out of that? Again, we had four cases in the gate to wine. He's making it serif over here. Number one, we have the Rosh Hashita, anything before kiddush, before the suda. The lochet berch samozin patches it, connects it, number one. Number two, besides that, we also have the Rabbeinu Yonah Shita that says berch samozin reish ches, the maisa patches stam yain. I walk around right now, I drink wine, I bench, maisa patches it. And therefore, again, on Purim, you do that, you make Birchas HaMazon, the pot is it. So the Mishnah Berurah, no, the Maaseh Mishnah Berurah is saying, I'm making it serious over here. Maaseh, both of them are machlokes. And the Maaseh, you look at the Ramban and Ran, they argue on both. And according to the Ran and Ramban, the Eitzah will not work out. But the Mishnah Berurah is saying, I'm trying to gain more Rishonim, and therefore, what's the correct thing to go do by benching? Number one, we have the Rosh Shita. For oy, when you bench, have Kavanah for the case over here of Birchas HaMazon upon the Yain. Now, speak out a couple of points to get to this Indian over here. So first, let's say a person is having wine not to create an appetite, and not Kiddush Makom Sudo. The way the Kav Chaim is discussing, let's say for health reasons he has to have yayin. We talked about this before. Says the Kav Chaim, if that's so, you have wine before the Sudo, you need a Baruch HaKoyno. You need a Baruch HaKoyno. If so, it comes out, you think about that for a second, on Purim, let's say a person drinking, not to create an appetite. And not mitzvah sugi kish makom suto. You're not doing it on Shabbos, doing it on Sunday. L'chura, now you want to wash. Where's your bracha achorino? Where's your bracha achorino? L'chura, we have two reasons to connect it. Either kish makom suto, or because you're creating an appetite. So l'chura, we'll get to really two ways to connect it, and why it's not a problem. One is the Kav Chaim, we'll see the numerous achorim seem to disagree with this concept. That's true that you're not doing it to create an appetite. The mitzvah does create an appetite. Right, you see what people eat on Purim. And the Gemara clearly says that yain opens up your stomach and it seems to create an appetite. So you have to know the Kav Chaim, if the Yisrael we agree to him. We'll see others seem to clearly disagree. Another thing we'll get to, we'll drink wine during the Sudo, connect the two things. There would be two reasons why Purim Maisa is not a problem. First, to get back to folks at Kiddush, Mishmur comes out, you have to realize he makes two levels over here. First, we have again the Mechaber says the loch is that Birchas Hamazon patters Kiddush on Shabbos. He writes over here, he writes in Siman Ayin Reish Beis, it patters the case of Kiddush on Shabbos. So first, Mishpura speaks out that the loch is dafka in a situation when you had Kiddush Samach Lusudasoi, because that creates to help out Laritav Osoi. If you have it a half hour beforehand, Lav Dafka is a chelk of the Sudo, Lav Dafka gain Kiddush from Welcome Sudo, then the Birchas Hamazon will not patter it. That means you have a hefsek in between Maisi Nina Bracha Achorna on the Ayin. Now the Maisa comes along the Mishabu and he quotes the Chayodom and he says, Maisa, you're hanging Kiddush over here. It's a machlokes Yishoidim. Therefore, what's the correct thing to go do, says the Chayodom? Did not drink more than a mola lukmov. That means you mentioned already in last Chaburah, by Kiddush, a person has to drink a mola lukmov. If not, you're not Yoytze Kiddush. What's mola lukmov? You said, let's say, 60 Samak. Therefore, the correct thing is, that means the Tziv out there, everyone knows by Kiddush what you're supposed to do. Have Rav Kais, have Revius. Says the Mishabu, what to go do? Don't have Revius. Don't have Rav Kais. That's being very clear. He's saying, don't do what the Olam makes a mistake. They compare Lel HaSeder to what it says on what the Olam wants to do Friday night or Shabbos morning. He says, only have Mola Lugmov. Why is the Bachleks among the Shainim? We have the Abad, the Iran, and the Baal Mor says, that where's your Bracha Achorino? That's the Chayodom. Mamchuk, the Mishnah Brewer, mentioned last couple already, it's not that simple. Do you really gain anything out of it? Vloch and Simon Rei Shud. And also, we'll get a Simon Kuf Tzadi. Says, what is your Shia Bracha Achorino for Shtiyo? Bachleks among the Shainim, the Rambam verse Tosfos. Is it Exaius or Revius? Says the Mechaber, don't drink Exaius or drink more than Revius. Now, what's the Loch of Mola Lugmov? Again, as we mentioned in last Chaburah, Mola Lugmov is Roy Revius of a regular person. We said Berach 60 Samak. Exaius is 29 Samak. Revius is 86 Samak. You're in between. You're in what the Mechaber says don't do. That means you do not really gain out of it. Noch to be sure I'm going to say this year is Exaius for Brocha Achorino by Shtiyo. So when a person drinks only a Mola Lugmov by Kiddush, he's still back to the Rishon, where's your Bracha Achorino? Where's your Bracha Achorino? Therefore, for this reason, the Mishabu ends off. What should a person go do? At the end of the day, have a mind by Birchas Hamazon to patter the Yayin. That means every Shabbos, every meal, every person should have a mind by Birchas Hamazon. It's not coming with Birchas Hamazon and controlling your house, your kids, what's going on. You have to have a mind by Birchas Hamazon to patter the Yayin by the case of Kiddush. Now, I don't think people appreciate to remember that halacha. And especially you have people at your table, you have to tell them this halacha. So number one, it's not that simple to remember. Everyone understands that. Number two is, even if you remember, why did Mishabu not give that Eitzah right away? Say it's hard? But it could be another reason. Because if you look at the names that the Mishabu is quoting in Reish Ches, this Eitzah does not work according to Ramban and Ran, because he argues on both ideas. He argues on the Mechab, the Ramban and Ran, the Birchas Hamazon, not Pater Yayin. And he holds the Birchas Hamazon, not Pater Yayin, but Makom Suto. Neither one. So you don't even have all the Rishonim. He's saying, I'm stuck. He's saying like this, do not drink more than Mola Lugmov. We still have a Baya. It sounds like he still left a Locha, not more than Mola Lugmov.
Not more than
Mola Lugmov? Not more, don't, drink at least Mola Lugmov, but not more, not to Revius. And still have Birchas Hamazon, the Pati Yayin. So what's the Eitzel? What are you going to do to get all the Rishonim? Especially you don't want to remember by Birchas Hamazon, what are you going to do? Says the Kitzur, Shulchan Aruch, very simple. Bench on a kais, right? Everyone knows you bench on a kais. Say, "Bracha by Pia Gofen." Allah gave a pot as yain before and the yain for now. And very simple. But let's another reason why to have a kais. But let's say for some reason no wine to have, or you can't do that for whatever reason. Everyone can bench on a kais. I can't. Everyone makes it good. So what is the other eitzah? So get the loch and simon kufa involved. And the zayis of bracha and the piskei tshuvas brings down this eitzah negayah to us. There's something called a brachas link, which will discuss also over here. In Hebrew, they call it Keshe Pator, I think, Keshe Bracha. But they have something called, that links two things. Bir Adover. Let's say you have to eat something during the meal that you make a bracha. You make a bracha on jelly beans. If you make a bracha on jelly beans before the meal, and bracha on jelly beans during the meal, you're not supposed to, it will connect the two. So therefore, when you bench Birchas Hamazon, a pot of jelly beans during the meal, and anything we eat as dessert during the meal, no bracha coin is part of the sudo, Birchas Hamazon will patter it, and therefore patter also what you have before the meal. It's called a brachas link. Because since the bracha we showing up connects it to, now once you have the bracha coin, Birchas Hamazon goes to the second thing, which was connected to the first thing, A to B, B to C, right? Everyone knows. So therefore it connects everything, and therefore the Birchas Hamazon is going to patter the thing before the meal. That's a lot of Simon Kufa involved. Now, potato kugel won't work because during the meal you don't make a bracha on potato kugel. That's why I kept saying, in that case, you need a bracha achorino. But things that you would not need a bracha, rishon during the meal, so anything you have before the meal will connect the two. That means you plan to have jelly beans during the meal, do not need a bracha achorino before you wash.
Do you need to have a sale of jelly beans or not? Do you need to have a slice of jelly beans during the meal?
No.
Even the benching?
No. Since it needs a bracha, and it's being connected to the two, and the bracha mustn't go upon it unless the shia doesn't make a difference, might still connect the two.
But it connects with two different items of the same bracha?
So we'll get to Kuvayin Vav, what the getter is. I stuck to the same food for now. Building upon this, says the Vizoy Sabracha and Piskei Chuvis, therefore, very simple. What you do, have yayin during the Suda. Why did the Mishibur give this Eitzah? He says, because we didn't have wine. As everyone knows, Chavetz Chaim, it was very expensive wine. He came out, didn't have wine all year round. Only when he had wine, it was raisin wine, and he only had 1 6 of water. Because it was very hard to have yayin. We come on this phone, the one Taino, Lechura, a great Eitzah is, have wine during the meal, especially if it's left over from the Kiddush of St. Kais. You have wine during the meal, connect the two. They have the Bechsa Mos during the Suda, Avada works, that's the Mechaber, Lukul Elmo. That will connect to the Yayin before the meal, and therefore you won't need to have Das over here, and you can drink more than Mos, you can have a Rias, whatever you want. I'll connect the two things over here. Now, just to be clear, to get all Shitas, in the Zayis HaBracha's new prints, Maisi says it is still a balamor in Pesachim Daf Ayin Dalid, which I looked up, Chav Dalid looked up the this morning. Maisi did not give this Eitzah, disagrees with this concept. It's not all Shitas. It's missing a balamor. I'm sorry, missing a Melchemes, a Ramban. Melchemes that says it does not work out by case of Kiddush. So you're missing a Melchemes. But Maisi, again, as the Sfarim say, Pasha get come on all the Shitas. So that would be a better idea than what the Mishnah was saying, and an easy idea what to go do. A drink during the meal. That means usually for the mishpacha, drinking a little bit from the kais doesn't make a difference. Don't need a bracha achorino. But you, lemaisa, drinking your malugma, where's your bracha achorino? Besides, you already mentioned in last chaburo that the mishpacha says in Simon Shin Mem Aleph and Simon Tovkov Choftes that the correct mitzvah during a suda to have yayin on Shabbos. Besides the Shabbos, every Shabbos. Not the reason to have yayin on Shabbos during the meal is to connect the two yayins. I'll take here the chumro, the bialoch, it says we have a baya, mitzadu shaynim. And therefore, the bechsa Muslim, maisa, will patter both yayins over here. Take a step further. I keep saying yayin. What about grape juice? Two questions to get to grape juice, which leads to an issue. We said 2 points over here. We said number one, that yayin that's before the mazon passes by the bechsa mazon. The mechaber passes like the rosh. That applied to only yayin or even in case of grape juice. Number two, the bialocha says you haven't eaten, so what to go do? Have kavona bechsa mazon to pati your grape juice. Why? Because yain is sard v'zoyin. Does that work in grape juice? That means side the mechabes case to work in grape juice, and the mishmuz eats is a work in grape juice. Two separate questions over here. So first, take each one. The mechabes idea over here that yain that you had before by kiddush, before the mazon, you want to pati by the case of bechsa mazon. What's the svar over here? Says the Mishabura, because what does wine do? It's lahamshecha adam l'taivus ha'maychol. It helps a person to create an appetite. Does grape juice help a person to create an appetite? Does it? Does it? No. Does it? Basis, I agree. Says Zayi Bracha. Zayi Bracha writes, does it? We see anywhere? You have any raya? It's grape juice. So, Bishlam, you can answer Zayis Abraga says, on Shabbos, people are having grape juice. Because Shabbos, they have a kitchen from Mokum Suda, which is better than our Sugo, the Graz, the Torah, Ein Reish Beis, and connects with that kitchen from Mokum Suda. But Stam, let's say you're not meet Sada Sugo Shabbos, you had grape juice beforehand. But my style doesn't work. Where's your bracha according to your grape juice? It's that our Sugo. So if you drink during the meal, you have a bracha's link, Givaldic. Otherwise, you have to know if this aloch over here is involved with mice, does it work by the situation of grape juice? So he says, what to go do? Drink during the meal. Make a brachas link. Mice Piskei Teshuvos, he brings down the Zayis HaBracha and says, very nice, good lomdus, but nobody says it. Usually, you always have all the Gdolim Mizmanos that are saying it. No one says the Bechsa Mos is not pati grape juice. It's a rachin. Interesting question, not to come to the situation, because anyway, usually when you're drinking grape juice, it's Shabbos. But it's a good question. Is this halacha on Sivov, blood to grape juice? A second question now, which now you do have to know, is that Mishmur gives you an Eitzah. to what to go do. Tell Moim Yabichsa Mozen. Does this eitzah work by grape juice? Again, why does it work by Tavkavono for Bichsa Mozen on Yayin? Because Allah is you have wine. Right now, today, wine, you have Bichsa Mozen. Patches it, says the Mishnah Berurah Simon Reish Ches. Because it's Yayin Zon Vesoyed Alev. It's grape juice. Zon Vesoyed Alev. Does it satisfy you? So this is the Is of the Yashiv, the Vosdun, others. So the Yashiv, I bring you Raya. If you eat grapes, and you bench on grapes, is it Chal? No. No one says that. So you see grapes and not Zon Vesoyed Alev. So grape juice is grapes. Not Yayin, didn't ferment, it's nothing. And therefore he says, the Maisa, it will not work for grape juice over here. This Eish Nabi Allah tells you what to go do on Shabbos would not work to make Kishan grape juice. And therefore, that's just him, the Volvoz went the same way, the O Yitzchak, the Avnei Yashba, the Kamlum, the Taino. It won't work this Eitzah. Therefore, again, what are you supposed to go do? Says Vizayasa Baracha. And the Isab the Yashba, what to go do? What down Dror Yikra? Drink grape juice during the meal. Again, now you still have to drink grape juice during the meal, which had the Baracha sling over here. Otherwise, the Mishmua has a big bayal. What do you do over here? We tell you, Baracha Choyna, true, you have a Machabi, pass like the Machabi Bidiyevid. But the Chatchil, the Mishmua is Chosh for it. And here. What? No, there's two questions over here. Here in Makom Suda, that's beside the Mechaber, how pats before him. Mishmua does not like the Mechaber. He has a bayam to other Rishonim that disagree. Says Mishmua is Eitzah, what to go do? Have a mind. That does have a mind because most of the pats yain that work in grape juice. Two separate questions. One's Reish Kovain Dal, one's Reish Ches. Now the Maestro, we have Nuis from saying another way. I do see a Chodashoni says it applies to grape juice.
Well, how much do you have to drink?
He did not explain. No.
Between the meal?
No.
Are you making the meal from
grape juice to wine? That's another machlokes by grape juice, another shiloh. Maisa, see the Chodashoni, he disagrees. Without explaining the Svara, just says Derech Agav in the Sefer Chodashoni that applies also to Berech Samoz and can go on grape juice. Maisa, do you have a starker Eisenes? Shiloh from Yashiv and the Vosner or Yitzchak and Avnei Yashbo, grapes are not Bech the Vosner and the Patriot. Watch grapes with Patriot.
Is it so plush that if you have grape juice before the meal, then you don't have to make grape juice during the meal?
Yeah.
You don't have to.
Yeah, because we read this course already. We asked this question. And even with Yashiv, we discussed. We say, going Bech the Atzmoy. So the Loch is, a person can point out that if you have grape juice during the meal, do you make a Bech? Without having before the meal, you have grape juice during the meal. Right now, I have a meal. I wash.
Yes.
Yes. So therefore, since the halacha is you make a bracha during the meal, anything you make a bracha before that's called a bracha sling. Anything that you make a bracha during the meal, if you make a bracha before, and it connects it to anything. Oh. Anything it connects it to. And wine, you make a bracha during the meal. If you it didn't have no kiddush, some during the week, and wine during the meal. Yeah, not Shabbos. Shabbos, if you had wine for Kiddush, you're connected to. So, Maisa, what came out is not only this Shabbos, you have wine during the meal, besides the mitzvah for Moshulosh, you have a Sukkot Oinig Shabbos, you have Kovod Shabbos, you have Simcha Shabbos, and besides Bracha Achorino, a Brach Sling over here to connect one to another, especially if you have grape juice, that's the correct thing to go do. Now, if you make Kiddush on Yayin, so fine, Maisa Mishra does give you an Eitzah, to pat yourself with Yayin, which again is not always the best Eitzah. And therefore, still, you shouldn't also have yain during the suit over here. What's discussing yain? Come with the place in the mamshech. What about shar mashkin? All the things you had before the suit. I mean, before the suit, you had a case of water.
Yeah,
and then you wash.
Yeah.
Some of water. What's the luck of that case? So it says in Mishibua, first you have water before the suit, and you do not plan to have water during the suit. Water is coming to Mor, Taibus HaMichel, to create an appetite? No. So you have water beforehand, what's halacha? Bracha Achorino. Very simple. Anything before the suda, you need a bracha Achorino. Says to be halacha, what about other mashkin? You have grape juice, not grape juice, you had orange juice before the suda. What's halacha in that case? They said, except for the case of whiskey, speaking on the Mishmur and the Bialacha, you had the machloikis Mogavram versus Taz. Maisei Paskins, halacha is like the Mogavram, that even other mashkin, you had orange juice, you had apple juice before the suda. The loch is, a person needs a bracha coin over there. He said the third case, but let's say you're drinking water before the suda, or the type of the person. So sometimes you get yourself going, you need water because your mouth is too dry to help you eat over here. otherwise hard to eat. You need a bracha achrona should before natilas and mishpura pigato before natil even after natil. I mean, if a person had water before the meal, did not plan to have water during the meal. Person had drank water, did not plan to have water during the meal. The lacha before he washed his hands, you should make a bracha achrona. Let's say he forgot. And he made a tilo, and he made a moiti, and he ate, and it's 10 minutes into his meal. Says Mishmur, again make a bracha achrona. That'll get a kufa involved. The third case, again, Mishmur said, let's say a person has water, but to mirror the type over here, to help him eat afterwards, then it's mamish, the case of yayin. The lacha is a person should not make a bracha upon it. It's shaykh the suda. But let's say a person that come along and has water before the meal, and he also wants to drink water during the meal. Then what to go do? Then the bialocha brings down the magavram and says, Sarachid, what to go do? What's the shiloh? We'll get to locha and get to sif zayin over here. The question, we're doing the meal, do you need to make a bracha? Therefore, the mishmur comes out, if you want to have water before the meal and during the meal, he says you should have less than shiravias. Less than shiravias. Once you have less than shiravias, or connect the two things over here, and then you have the benchmark patriot. Now, what does that mean? We need to question Siv Zayin. What's going on in Siv Zayin? So first, the Torah over here, and the Beis Yosef is very clear. There's a machlokes among the Rishonim. Water during the meal, do you make a bracha or not? Water during the meal. That means Beis Yosef being down, the Rashba says the ik is like Rashi and Tosfos, that since Halacha is not derech to have achila without the case of shtiyah, the if of the Halacha is a person does not make a bracha on water during the meal. Let's say a person is drinking it because he's thirsty. Says the Mechaber, the Maaseh, why didn't have it before the meal? Why have you during the meal? It must be you're only drinking because you mitzad. You won't have it during the meal. You won't have it during the meal. Not to mazik you, they'll be having it during the meal. So, says the first sheet of the Mechaber, water during the meal is tzarech the suit over here. Therefore, it's not in the case of a bracha. Sarasheni, Yesh Meforshim, the Maaseh Vitri, he comes and says, the Maaseh water is not soid, is not zon, and therefore, why in the world the person not making a bracha upon it? Therefore, says the second shita on the Mechaber, you should make a bracha. And Mishmur points out, lav dafka water means all mashkin. Asad HaShlishi, come on the right and says, no one wants to drink water during the meal. Right? I mean, you know, everyone tells you drink water because it's healthy, but when no one's looking, you drink the soda and all this stuff, but no one wants to drink water during the meal over here. So the Maisa, so every kais is a nimlach over here. Therefore, every kais is not a nimlach, every cup of water that you're drinking over here should be nichon together of making another a bracha. But over here speaks out the Mishmur, the third Shita, but not Shamashkin. That means the second and third Shita are discussing two different cases. The second Shita is saying, the Lachah is during the Suda, you make one bracha, but on side water and all Mashkin. And third Shita is saying, Dafka water is Nichon Gedev Nimlach, and not Shamashkin. So we make clear three Shitas in the Mechaber. Number one, it's either Bo Machmas Asuda, don't make a bracha. Number two, you're thirsty, therefore do make a bracha. And number three, in every case is Nimlach by water, and therefore a person make a bracha in every single case. Ends off the Mechaber. Someone wants to be stalk min a sofik, what to go do? A person, before he starts a meal, should make a bracha on water. So let's first take the Bnei Svard. It sounds like the Bnei Svard, what's the correct anhogo? Before you start the meal, have a cup of water. If you want to drink water during the meal, Bnei Svard is saying that's the correct anhogo, what to go do? Mordechai Leo says, my sense it's a Mechaber. The Svardim is interesting. The Arla Tzion, the Yaakov Yosef says the Maisa, it's only Midas Chasidus. You don't have to go do it. Seems to be an argument how to read the Mechaber. The way the Arla Tzion says over, he says the Maisa, the Minig is not like the Mechaber. The Yaakov Yosef points out really, if you read the Mechaber slowly, it's a Stam Yeshoimim. The Loch is Stam. The better thing is to go do what the Mestach and the Sovag Yeshemayim. The Echadami drink water before the meal. So this is a shaila how to understand Pshat the Mechaber. Is this something a should? Well, it means chasidus. Two ways among the Mechaber. Maisa come on the Ramah, and the Ramah says, Minigah Olam is Kesvar Rishayna, and we never drink during the meal. We never make a bracha during the meal. And there it sounds like we don't have to come on to this idea of drinking water beforehand. The Chayadim, the Aruch HaShulchan, they come along and say, we pass Kesvar Rishayna, the water is bought Machmas HaSudo. Now, the Gete Bnei Ashkenaz, let's go with the Mishabuah's Pshat over here, his Pesach over here. Maisa, can a person be machmer and drink water before the meal just to get the shita of the other Rishonim, the Raivet shita? Or is it Brach Hashem Tzricho? Brach Hashem Tzricho. So first, is the Mishibur Chosh at all as a Milo to get the Mechabashito? So the Be'alacha speaks out, you want to drink water, he says, you know what? It's Toiv to have Yayin. Make a bracha on Yayin. Then all the mashkin are put to the Yayin. Says the Be'alacha, it's a Milo to get the Mechabashito. So first of all, you have to realize the Be'alacha says, I gave you a Milo. That means you should worry, it's a nice thing to get the Mechabashito. If so, the Isim Chaim Kanievsky, why Mishmur say, I'll give you a Milo. Drink water before the Suda. Why does he give you another way of doing getting the Milo of the Machaber? Once you choshish, is that Nichol get a Boch Shein Tzricho? Is he not giving you the smile of what he'll do inside the Machaber over here? Isim Chaim answered, it's very simple, Tzarech here. What happened over here? Is the Mishmur discussing because either the Kimt over here, he mill the meal, what to go do, he wants to discuss before the meal in Echlami, maybe he should. Or maybe another reason is, because what is the Shia before the meal? It gets involved, what to go do before the meal, in the Mechamah's world, how much to drink before the meal? And Magavram, you have to realize that if you drink the Shia of Revius before the meal, you have a bayah, because where's the bracha Achoinim? You tell me, you know why? Because I have to make a bracha on the word during the meal, connects it to. But the first sheet is, the stam is, you do not make a bracha on the word during the meal. Diva speaks out the Mishibur Magavram, when you drink before the meal, do not drink the shir. Shir, he writes Revius, some bring down Lashon of Gazayas, because we know what the shir exactly is over here, Revius or Gazayas. Why? Because Mamanashach, if you have less than the shir, you covered all your bases. Because if you have less than the shir, let's think about it. If you need that bracha during the meal, it connects the two. If you don't need a bracha during the meal, you know bracha chayim beforehand. Otherwise, if you have more than the shir, you have a baya. Because with the bracha chayim on the tzad, you don't need to have water during the meal. Therefore, we're supposed to have less than the shir. Again, the word of the mishbuah is revius. Well, let's say you go to the shir, then the Magavam has a parenthesis gezayis. Kids has a lashon gezayis. What's a gezayis? 5 simak. A little bit. Maybe the mishbuah don't want to get involved with the eitzes of what to go do. Have less than shir before the meal. Make sure you get the right amount. Maybe just want to get involved with a very simple eitzah. Drink wine during the meal. Atza maila toiv over here. So the maisa, it sounds like for the mishbuah, at the end of the day, you should try to get the mechaber. You should. And therefore, what to go do with Maisa Mishbuah has 3 eitzes what to go do to get the mechaber. That means one question, drink water before, and Mishbuah left out. But number two, he says to have wine during the meal is toiv. Number two says the Mishbuah, if you can't, someone else is making a bracha on shakal, have wine to be yitzah. And number three, he says, as a mailer says, Shayatzin, you have candy, jelly bean, make a shakal, sugar over there. So if Maisa, if you want to get the mailer of the mechaber, which Mishbuah says certainly is a mailer, you try to get around it. Maisa, that's not the minig.
It's a derech, something's a derech, they always drink water. You know, some people only have water because they're healthy. That's
the first sheet, though. Very good. That's the stam. The next two sheets are
even though
we're saying not to drink the water.
What are you saying together now?
He says in the Bialocha,
it's not
the case of Yayin.
It's another better thing. Toys,
but that's Yayin.
But he's not arguing
with
the
Mechaber. I'm not arguing.
Okay, so it's a four thing, so. You drink water.
Again, some odd reason. Why is he giving you that?
If you're drinking it just to be yaitz of the mechaber, then you can't make a bracha because you're not thirsty. You're just doing it mitzvah chomer.
No, so he does also point out a very good point that according to Bialocha, make sure not drink water before and you're not thirsty by mitzvah the bracha. That we already know already. It does also points out. That's true. Now, ma'aseh mechaber, the story over here is that someone's drinking water. There is no bracha on ma'aseh the first shito because bo machmas sudo. Let's say it's not bo machmas asudo. Let's say a person is during the meal, he's drinking it, he is, might say, let's say he's thirsty before the meal. Nothing to do with the meal, not because he's eating chicken or vegetables, he's thirsty before the meal. And they come along and might say, he drinks water during the meal because he's thirsty. Not bo machmas asudo, stam he's thirsty. Not because he has pasta, not because he's eating food and all the things. The whole yisod over here is what? I'm eating all these things, and because of everything I'm eating, the food is creating my thirst. Let's say he's thirsty beforehand. Do I make a bracha on the situation of water during the Suda? So the ish question, the Ashim Vazosa Bracha points out, so the Maisa, why didn't you drink before the Suda? Why didn't you? Elma, you're doing it because it's Suda over here. This speaks out Vazosa Bracha, it brings down the Yoshim Moshe. Let's say before the Suda, the water didn't come out yet. And best we would have drank water before the Suda. He would have. But it's not here, no option. And then it comes during the Suda. We have to make a bracha during the Suda. It's not bom machmas hasudo. It's bom because I'm thirsty beforehand.
If I could only drink pachas b'kazayin, it's not going to quench my thirst.
I'm going to do bracha again.
If
a person when they're thirsty, they drink. When they're thirsty, they drink ruvi. Let's say they'll drink the share. Again.
How much is ruvi? It's nothing.
Ruvi is the right, it's nothing.
Exactly. Right. So what does it help? Then you're going to be stuck with bracha fine or not?
No, if during the suit itself, anytime I make a jelly bean, the mechmos pats it. It's during the meal mamish. No, that's not a problem. So Maisa comes out, a chiddush, who can not to come in. That means if a person is thirsty before the meal and there is nothing to drink, so if there's something to drink, he didn't drink, so fine. That means obviously drinking beside the suit is shaboy. But you had no option, the choy should make a bracha water during the meal. The Isser Scheinberg and Mechaim Kanievsky, a person that is by chasna, eats full, fine. Happy, he dances, he's all sweated and hot and worn out and tired. So he goes and drinks a couple of cups. Why is he drinking for? Machmas Asuda? No, because he's worn out, tired, energy, koiches. So the Maaseh, do you make a bracha? Lo shemanu v'lo ru'inu. Why? So they answer back, you know why? Because Maaseh, not only worn and tired out, Maaseh still, because you have food inside of you, it's also still true, it's because you're thirsty. But also what? It also helps the food that you ate, that you're digesting. Therefore, it's doing two aspects right now. The fact it's doing two aspects right now is not in the category of bom machmas asudo, which we do see in the Chor, it's not like the Kav HaChaim. The Kav HaChaim says that the fact that you're eating, drinking wine before the suda mitzad brius, gam is more the taiva, you want tain l'maiso, it won't connect. What we see over here, the Achronim was saying, maiso will connect. Right. Okay. So, but what? Not to eat more. It's because I have food inside of me. After people eat, they drink also, right? Then Mordechai says to drink it afterwards because it helps the food that you have inside your stomach right now. But inside the oichel.
You're not doing it for that.
I'm doing it for both. They tie on. I'm doing it because I'm sweated, tired out, masking. But something you think about, you know, I had my machine. You know, you feel it sometimes. So I'm doing both, but the ickies, I'm sweating, but I'm doing it for both. Mice is still also bom machmas asudo. You can argue, get involved, am I drinking more because I had food? Which you could say you are. Could be, mice, you drink, if you had an empty stomach and you're dancing, you might drink less than you have a full stomach. Which I think that's true. Matthias, you can argue the point. Take the next stage over here. A person, let's say, during the meal, not having water, wants to have apple juice, orange juice. So first, what broch to go making these things that you cook these vegetables? We know already it's a shayla the Rosh, the Rajbo, what the Gdarmar, what the Ged over here is. So the question over here is, they were saying that water that comes during the Suda is bom machmas asudo. That's water. What about juices that come from Paris? What's a shayla? If you have Paris at the end of the meal, what broch do you make in Paris? Everyone knows you make a brocho. Because it's dessert, it's not part of the Suda over here. So the juice that comes out of the Paris, what is machmas asudo? But fruit juice, or let's call it apple juice, or orange juice, which is fruit juice, maybe in that case you'll have to make a bracha. It's not bom machmas asudo. Sounds interesting, but now if you go back to Simon Reish Beis Sifud Aleph, Bialocha discusses this case. Says, you know what? You make a bracha. Bialocha says you have orange juice and apple juice during the sudo. Everyone knows, everyone does that. Then you make a bracha. Because why? Mashko, mayim bom machmas asudo, mashko, not weight of Paris. Mashka is water, not roi to Paris. Roi to Paris, like Paris, you make a bracha. Everyone knows apple juice and orange juice. Why do you make a bracha over here? Right. The Maisa, as I can tell by all the faces over here, they ask a question to Aviyashiv and Avozan, Aviyashiv, but they say, Maisa, we do not collect the Mishnah Berurah. Circle safe, it's Mashka. We're not making an Eitz and not making a Domo. The Chura is the same category of water. You have to realize, Mishnah Berurah, now you go, people ask me then, what's going on? Most guys forgot, just read it quickly. But Maisa, it's a massive chiddush of the Mishnah Berurah. We can start clearing how to look upon it. But Maisa, Olam is Minig, is not that way. The one time it circles at the end of the day, it's like Bom Machmas Asudo, like Maim, put in the case of Mashka over here. Building upon this, speaking of the Mishnah Berurah, what's the loch in the gate to whiskey? Yain Seraf. That means we're saying the Maim is Bom Machmas Asudo. Why is that derech to eat without drinking over here? The Maisa, my food is delicious and Michael to help you digest it. Fine. Whiskey, the chura, is what? Because you enjoy whiskey. You enjoy it, the maestro should make a bracha upon it. Says it has over here in Kufayin Zayin, whiskey in middle of the sudo, or bracha? Whiskey, shakal. Oh, we'll get there. We'll get to different cases, right? First get the klal, then get to exceptions both ways. The first kamal mitaz, it says if you drink whiskey in the sudo, who has not mitaz is lishavoy, lechura. It's not the lishavoy of Michael. Says the tazbal is the meisher should make a bracha. Mishavuah b'gdan the shaitin says it's levush the eli rabba the matam moisha and the marash and the devar chamudas other kind of kamal mitaino whiskey during the sudo you should make a bracha. That means on Purim, someone gives you whiskey during the sudo you shouldn't mix, but the meisher the only thing to. Depends on how you are. Mice, they get whiskey. If you remember, the chor koin the taz, you should make a bracha. Asad Hasheni, Mishmur Migzan the Magavram, and says, just like we know, the yayim before the sudo is the or the taivus amaychal to create an appetite, here also whiskey that's before the sudo has come from or the taivus to create an appetite over here. And therefore, since the bom machmas asudo for the appetite over here, therefore a person should not make a bracha. It's or the taivus. That's the case of yayim. Of Kiddush, the halach is by Kiddush with the bracha achrayno. It's part of the sudo bo machmas asudo. Is the orataiva also this reason we should not make a bracha rishayin over here? Now, what is the machlokes? You said machlokes taz versus machavram. One says about it one way, one says about it another way. So you could say it's machlokes mitzias. Why are you drinking whiskey? Ulai. The Chashulchan writes three different times. If you base your gimel yedalad, I don't understand the taz. The chushb is v'mneinu, everyone knows, called yoyim shiayin tzraf, rak l'or taivus ha-maychal, everyone knows you drink whiskey to help us eat. That's what we're doing, about in Russia, that's what we're drinking for. Kem chayenu, fine. What's going on? What's the pshan the taz over here? Explain to me, Shibur, another way, what's he saying to Machlaikis? And then about gets about what the society is doing. You have to realize, what is this, the lumdus of the Magavram? He's saying, just like by yayin, that's or the taivus ha-maychal, it creates appetite. There's no brocha achroino. He also negated to yain siraf, whiskey. It's or times of Michael. There's no brocha rishoino. Says the Mishabura, you have to realize what he did over here. That means until now we understood the assert over here of eating things during the sudo is lishrus of Michael. But to or times of Michael is negated to brocha achroino. The Magavram took the assert of brocha achroino to brocha rishoino. That's the argument over here. Maybe you can only attach it and negate to brocha achroino. Who said he can attach it to bracha rishayno? That's chor. I mean, there are two ways to send machlokes taz and magavram. One, the metzias, could be they lived in different societies. But another way, the idea of or Michael, the taivus on Michael create an appetite. And under what sugi did you put it under? Achroina, that's the machabes case. Who said you put it under the case of rishayno? Meisel, once you have this machlokes, says the mishmur, what are you going to do? It's roi to be machmer. Roti machmer and whiskey during the meal. Roti machmer. However, the minig olim is to be mekel. Interesting, like lashon of the Mishnah Berurah, saying you should be machmer. Whiskey during the meal be machmer. Do what the eitzis? What's the eitzis? Bracha on sugar. Have lashon the shear beforehand. Other cases, but it says you should be machmer. The minig to be mekel. Why is the minig to be mekel? So the shaitzi in Noai. Klaus brach slagel. But it sounds like the ikka person should be machmer. Now, once we have this halacha, the person should be machmer. There are cases that is lekuli alma. First picks out the Mishabura, let's say you're having whiskey after your fish. So the way the Shaitin brings it down to Sivkot and Mevov, sounds like the whiskey was beside Tuffle to the fish over here. Because everyone knows after you have fish, you have to have whiskey to help out the fish over here. So fine, if that's the reason over here, he says, well, Kuliyamo, side the Taz, side the Magavram, it's from Machmas Asuda, why do you want to make a bracha? The Zaysa bracha says, based upon the Shaitin, but let's say you're doing it to be Mastik for fish to meat. That's not the case of the Shaitin, but it's also beside Sarah Asuda. It's nichel in the shayet zion. Lekul alma, the whiskey would not make a bracha. Come to you, mafsek. That's one way. Lekul alma. One is that some people who are bekeim with whiskey and have fish, they're drinking the whiskey not mitzad be mafsek. That cannot mean afterwards. It's mitzad the. What do you tell me? It's to help
the
out.
The saltiness of the fish and the sharpness of the
hair. Yeah, come go together, right? Something like that. That's what they say. You're asking the wrong person. But that's how the mishmur shayet zion bring it down. Yeah. Mask him, but he's just getting practically what that exactly means. I'm not sure. But the people who are bekeim say the whiskey go very well together with the fish. Like a tafel, say that. That's the kuliyama, the tazim agarvam. Again, the zayis bracha being maisif, which I hear, could argue, but he said the chur didn't be mafsik. It's bar machmas asudo. Fakir says the mishibur, the kuliyama you have to make a bracha is at the end of the meal. End of the meal, a maisif person is only having it ochel ha-mosim. It's not lishrois, it's not la'oris ha-taiva, you finish eating. Whiskey for dessert. They come over as simchov whiskey over here. What's the locha? But you have to make a bracha. So first, to be clear what it says so far, if it's during the meal, Mishmur sounds like it's roi to be roi will be machmer the minig si mekel. for fish, l'kulama, no bracha. At the end of the meal, l'kulama, to make a bracha. Let's say they come over in the middle of the meal, the binig's not to. They come over wine to make a l'chaim. L'chaim. We'll do that by chas, they walk around with whiskey over here. Should they do that, not do that, another question. But they walk around with whiskey. First, on the tzad, you do make a bracha. There's a question in general, always whiskey make a bracha. We spoke at the Sim Reish Dalet, Sim Ches over there. That's not, maybe it's cuts, as only cut we cut besides social pressure that people are giving you to drink whiskey. Maybe you shouldn't make a bracha at all, ever. Fine, but let's say you actually enjoy whiskey. Let's say you're one of the yechidim who enjoy whiskey. The ma'aseh said they come over to you during the meal to drink whiskey over here. Fine, you're yochid, I'm asking. But the ma'aseh, you come over to give you whiskey to go drink. So the shell is what to go do over here. The ma'aseh said, why are you drinking for us? The Aratai of Michael. We're doing it because it's chasna, they came over to give you a drink. So during the meal, which we were saying, what? What's aloha? Machloik's Aratai of Michael, Roitvi Machmer, however it makes you Michael. Do you have over here a reason to be Michael? Not coming to Aratai of Salaev. That's not what you're drinking it for. You're drinking it why? For social reasons, basically. Social reasons or pressure, one or the other. Otherwise, you should make a bracha. So then again, they ask question to Abliashiv and Avosner, and then they come up again with the Yisoid. Seikol Seik is more a time as a Michael. Again, Luchon Alev, the Kavachayim. We see over here that at the end of the day, since Seikol Seik is more a time as a Michael, again, that's not your Kavono. Your Kavono is purely because you either want to be afraid of the in the Chasno. Let's put it that way, that reason why you're drinking. Not because of social pressure. You want to be afraid of the Chasno, it makes you more freilich over here. Still, since at the end of the day, it's also more a time as a life, according to Makavam, we won't make a bracha. Therefore, what's the best thing to go do still? Candy, sugar. That means guys walking around the whiskey. Should I walk around jelly beans together? Because that's what Mishmur Betim says, Roiti Machmer. Maise, usually people walk around the whiskey are not those type of people, and therefore they go after Minigailam. Fine. Minigailam, Maise, we don't make a bracha during the whiskey. Maise, this will come out in the gate to whiskey. Let's pick out this five cases over here. First, if it's Teichasuda, it means not to make a bracha, Gam Roiti, a Milo, a person to be Machmer. The get l'chaim should be the same thing, but again, you have to realize it's against the kavachaim. According to kavachaim, it's not. You have to go after your kavon over here. A third case, come on, we'll vote and discuss is liqueur. Liqueur? That's not or Taivus HaMichel. That's a woman's drink over there. They walk around liqueur, then a body have to make a bracha. If someone important makes drinks liqueur, what is that? That's mayim.
Not worth the grapes.
No, economic grapes you make a bracha, but grapes you can sell a bracha last money. But liqueur, that's yain siraf. That's some alcohol. What is that? Maza. Maza? It's viber grape juice. No, what is that exactly? So, in that case, the maza, you have to make a bracha. Now, usually, when you're serving liqueur, if it's Shabbos or Purim, it's usually tough with the yain. And yain is Rosh Hashanah, everything's tough with that. But let's say at a chasno, where a person doesn't have any wine, anything. Because Yain Sof is Ur Taivus HaMichel, says Vosner, and Liqueur is Nam Ur Taivus HaMichel. You want to disagree with the Tzias, that you have to ask somebody else. So Mishmur does. It's not sweet Yain Sof Liqueur. Right? But Zach says it's not sweet Yain Sof.
Yeah.
Okay. He writes. However, aval liqueur matok shoshim rakdei loyva love lechaim yesh lakshish tzarf levarach alav.
Wasn't
seem to disagree with you. The mice again by numerous times. Says the Taz and Graz and Lavosh Mishibur won't make enough communities during Kiddush, you have Yain anyway. But when you have no Kiddush over here, you have a Bayah, liqueur. Where's your bracha over here? A fourth case in the game to whiskey.
You don't drink about the Kiddush and
how. Yeah, there'll be a problem. It's not about liqueur.
A mighty
is not. Mighty will patter, why are the patter for? It's not Bom Machmas Asudo. We'll not patter it.
Don't drink
liqueur, basically. again, at the end of the Sudo, Ed agrees the mice to make a bracha on whiskey. Between the fish, Ed agrees the mice not to make a bracha on whiskey.
You make a bracha at the end of the Sudo, why do you mention the ice cream if it's a liquid? Don't you make a bracha?
So, we'll leave. I was not going to speak about whiskey because then it'll be getting too long. Ice cream will get too long. But there is a massive Chiddush Bar Moshe, which we'll get to, that he says ice cream at the end of the Sudo is betzim mashko, and the Mishpura says that mashko would not make a bracha during the suda. If you have water for this, at the end of the meal, won't make a bracha. Who didn't ice cream? You won't make a bracha. We'll get to the reason why. Don't understand the Moshe by ice cream. Why? And therefore, Echnami. This is a Moshe that says what you're timing. But the Moshe says, "Nam Oratayv is a Michael." Echnami. They once said in the home, you saw the Mishnah with Oratayv is a Michael. How in the world again the ice cream? And they were the Minig Olam look for the doctor. Minig Olam Moshe to make bracha on ice cream for dessert. We'll get to that when we get the Kovayin involved. Kovayin Zayin, I think.
Yeah.
My father's Minig that way. Fine. Now, once you have whiskey, kamal mishmur is mamshich. What's the lacha of coffee? The mice said, if you have it during the meal, is the more the type over here? The mice said, one of people when they drink coffee to the meal, why is the mice making a brach over here? So first, again, during the meal, you can't get involved. Why drinking for it? It's like mashko. Maybe or the type, it's helping you out. The mishmur says, a lot of people, and the derech is, when you go out, a lot of people time to eat, you get a coffee at the end. You have a coffee. Why is there no bracha on the coffee? Should you make a bracha? So first, moving down the chayodom, you make a bracha on your coffee. Mishpul says it. Make your face you want. Chayodom Maisa says, Maisa, make a bracha. Atzah Hashem, the Archa Shulchan. By the end of the suda, end of the suda. Atzah Hashem, the Archa Shulchan says, but machmas ha-suda. Maisa says, not that way. The what? Oh, so let's keep coffee right now, because in a month, Tila Maisa says, machlik is three different ways I look at it. So let's stick to coffee until it'll be three different cheeses. The Gea to come on the Mishmur, at the end of the day, the Maisi says, it's not going to be Machmer. We have those one way, those another way, and therefore, as he says, as always, not going to be Machmer, make a bracha on sugar. Right? Because now we see sugar. Mishmur holds sugar is Shahakal. That's always the example over here. The Gam should be eaten on Adama, so make a bracha on sugar over here. Again, so we have this Chumra of the Mishmur by coffee. Maisi says, I don't do that. Shemanu v'yu dovek is there by people that end the meal by having coffee make a bracha. So Maisa, I see that Zvul and Shuv, he went around to the Gdolim Zman Hazeh, went to Liyashiv, Kenei Baisim, and Shmir Shabbos, Chodeshanim, Chag Nevshi. They all say today, no, coffee is part of the Asuda today. Upon a parcel, gets involved, maybe all desserts are part of the Asuda today. One time, that's like we drink at the end of the meal part of the Asuda, coffee is part of the Asuda. Today, the Tzua, one time, their coffee was dark and black and it wasn't really part of the Asuda. It's all different. Chelik, it was more like achag ma'asuda, not parva suda. Us, we drink during the meal, drink at the beginning of the meal, drink at the end of the meal. So, like we have water during the meal and end of the meal, same thing over here, part and parcel, like water, there's no chelik today. That seems to be the hook over here. The word, d'b'chaim kum d'mu'a shem ekilim, nichon neged of water, v'zman hazeh. If you want to be machmir, you eat chocolate, make shakal, and chanami. That chocolate maybe should be eight, another question, but on the side of shakal. Last halach over here is simchas over here. When a person, he comes home and he wants to have wine during the meal, a bunch of people want to have wine during the meal. Basically, you start your parma suda, no one had wine yet. The question is, everyone, let's make l'chaim together. Should we have the mila of roiv am hadrash melech? One person make up, get sign up, make kiddush for everybody, and be yitzah his kos together. Mechabah the Amorah might say, a bayat to go do that. Mechabah has his reason, the Amorah has his reason. Mechabah said, mitzad ha-sugah v'sarkono, v'shem yaktim konon l'veshet. How to apply that, when to apply that, what if we talk during the meal, we'll leave that to Simon Kufayin, we'll discuss it right now. Come on, the Ma'aseh, another reason why not to, because once you're eating, for people that have Kavona to listen to your friend making Kiddush, when we're eating. We're eating our food. It's very hard to get people to listen to you. Therefore, he says, Zabayah, b'tak Kavona Shaboy. He says, therefore, what to go do? Say Safri. Safri, Oilam, sit, listen, say Safri over here. Therefore, the Makorva saying Savri is better than the Shema. I just have something to Shiloh when I, let's say you make Kiddush for yourself. Do you also say Savri? Savri means to come and listen. So the Olam somehow, when they say Kiddush themselves, as far as I know, they say Savri also. I'm not sure why I say it, but I leave it out, right? No point. Well, let's say even Israel listening by Kiddush. Everyone's sounding listening. Why say Savri? Anyway, they're listening. They heard Vaychulu already. What's the point? You guys, they weren't listening to Vaychulu. Now say Savri. That's an usuch, so maybe say by Yochid also. They don't even know the word Savri means. I'm telling you, if I say pay attention, fine. The only way they listen to you is when you stop and you look at them. That's saying that gets them to pay attention. So I'm not clear what exactly our Savri is exactly supposed to be doing. What?
You do it before the beginning. You should do it at the beginning.
But they say before. Wait, what? Mel Kiddush. He's saying Zavi at Vaychulu. What is that?
That was Shabbos day. That was Shabbos morning. That was
best time. Savi, Savi, Rabbi say, she asked me to leave the Shmoya says. That means Savi, Rabbi say, come and listen.
If you would say before
Vayichulu,
like,
I got, and everyone would be at it. Yeah, but say it in English, say it in language, they understand. If say Savi, they understand to listen. Also, I was always wondering, say Savi, Rabbi say, when it's just you and your wife, you say Rabbi say. Savi, we're running Rabbanon, Rabbi say. The number one, the number Rabbanon is you and your kids. What do you let them say? You say Savi, we're running Rabbanon? Why? Who's running Rabbanon? You're 2 year old. Like what? Zeman, hopefully the guys are more of our bottom. It's your wife and kids. Who's that being more of our bottom? Rabbanit, you say? Not clear. I'm not saying that. That's, I don't want to get. It's more a question. Sometimes I don't say it, and sometimes I feel guilty not saying it. My father does say it. Yes, because my father does say it. So it depends on my feeling, my mood, who's listening, what's going on. But my son, we have this halacha. In this halacha, they get to people are drinking together. Since it comes along the Bachelor and Sefkotin test discusses why do people say l'chaim? We'll see on Purim, l'chaim, right? Kais after kais. Speaks out the Bach. Where is the Makor? What's the reason for l'chaim? So Betzim is before Shul, Tanchuma, and the base of Simakos Tam Gazayim being down for the Shpul Aleket. That first, in the Sfarim Havan Hogo, every time you say Savri, they would say l'chaim. Every time. By Savri, by Kiddush, say l'chaim. Every Bach will say l'chaim. And the core for that is, as the Bach by us speaks out, either because the Gemara writes in Sanhedrin, by Din of Foshes, before a person, they're killing by the Abamisis, they've given Yain. Why should dull his senses over here? It's a Gemara. For this reason, we're saying, L'chaim, Shemish of life, not Nefoshes. But it says that, and the Gemara says, given why, with the Makar, to Sheikha, even the Yain Mori Nefesh. We should not be the Mori Nefesh. That also, by an Oval. People, I've been there numerous times in Oval, actually it was recently, a Baal Shuvah, the people not let a Baal Shuvah drink when she's in Oval. Why? Because everyone knows, Yain Sameach. I told the people, look for a Teraskal, the Gemara says in Ksubis, Chasim Beis, that we 10 cups. Why? It's the new Sheikhel over the Yain Lamorin Ofish. Avada let her have an Oinin up at Oval, Avada, you can. So the Maestro, who drinks Yain? An Oval drinks Yain. The unfortunate thing drinks yain. So we're saying l'chaim should be for life, not for mavis, not be a sugi v'avelis. The Bachelor speaks out. That's what we're saying the nusuk of l'chaim. Now, when to say the nusuk of l'chaim, we spoke out already the Be'ahitiv and Simon raised your gimel. The Eli Rabbah over here brings down the locha. We say l'chaim and then make a brocha. Or make a brocha, then say l'chaim. So most form go like the Eli Rabbah and the Be'ahitiv and certain gifts on the page over here. They come along and say, the first to give shrach by daughter Kodesh Baruch Hu. Then we give l'chaim one to another over here. That means we're saying l'chaim to appreciate life. Hakurs toy for chaim. You have to know what we're doing on Purim. L'chaim, we should realize we have hakurs appreciation. But a Berkowitz won't speak. They're saying over from Avigdor Miller. Think about it. Because Baruch Hu wants to give nourishment to people in a very simple etzah. You should have made a person, like a car, drive up to the gas station and plug in and put gas inside. We'll give you kayak. Car works that way. You work that way. You could have gave you nourishment through gas. Kodesh Baruch Hu give you, Michael, to appreciate design and color, how to, they do so many things with it, can't figure out why exactly eating it, such taivas, to appreciate that this is not just when living life, Torah mitzvahs, but all the gashmias, you could have made into gas. Meaningless, just plug yourself in, recharge yourself, battery, and then go. Made the tzura, the brew over here, that in the brew, in the gashmias, that give us koichas to live life, we should appreciate life. When you say l'chaim, we should appreciate it. We have a Purim coming up. Everything we're doing on Purim, pre l'chaim, be kosher, afreilich in the Purim. Slavo.
Oh, yeah.